This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, Bahamas. You're tuned into 96.9 FM. That's Guardian Radio. It is 10 a.m. That means you're on the clock with Erin Green on this Friday, the 7th of May, 2021. As you could tell, I'm still excited as I wear down the last days in my birthday week. I could be honest with you, the way my budget is set up, I can't have a whole birthday month. But I've been having a good time this birthday week. So I want to say thank you to all the people who sent me birthday shout outs throughout the week and send another special happy birthday to Sparky. How dare I celebrate my birthday without celebrating Sparky birthday too? If you tuned in on my Facebook feed or on the Guardian video feed on guardiantalkradio.com, you could see a gift that I got from my sister, a t-shirt that says, Woosah and Let It Go. A lot of us gonna have to practice that this weekend and in the upcoming months. A deep breath, Woosah and Let It Go. This will help us navigate the foolery, the carelessness, the recklessness that we are certain to engage, right, in our environments as we navigate on a daily basis. So I want to send a special shout out to my sister in Atlanta, Corey Green Lambert, for sending me this gift. I love it. So, like I said, we're streaming live audio and video on guardiantalkradio.com. Or you could listen in on TV on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or Flow Channel 612. Or you can download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. You could text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. It's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. You can also call into the show at 323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. And as always, today is Friday. That means it's Culture Friday. But before we get in to our discussion on Bahamian culture, with phenomenal and legendary Bahamian musician and artisan Michael A. Hoyt, a.k.a. Mikey Dread, we're going to talk a little bit about some other cultures. We're going to start with agriculture. Yesterday, I got a text, a lovely texter, letting me know that he growing 500 watermelons right now. I am overjoyed at this news. Let me tell you why. Watermelon is the thing you're going to need for the summer heat, right? Bahamians, I said it yesterday, I'm going to say it again today. Do not play with this heat. Don't mind that it's overcast, right? Don't mind there's a little chill on the air. It is hot out there. And even if you're not sweating, you're losing water, right? Even if you can't see yourself sweating, you're losing water. So I'm going to recommend that you drink a cup of water at least once an hour. And if you're drinking alcoholic beverages, you need to balance one alcoholic drink with the same amount of water, plain water. But back to this watermelon thing. Watermelon is great for hydrating yourself, right? Staying hydrated. So this is what I'm going to recommend to all those people who have children and don't understand why they children don't like water, right? Or don't want to drink water and they want to drink soda and thing. Children are attracted to color, right? They like colors. You know what color they like the most? They like red, right? So here's what we're going to do, parents, this summer. Parents, people running daycares, any activity where you're taking care of children. You're going to get the watermelon, you're going to cut it open. If you have a blender, you're going to put it in the blender after you remove as many seeds as possible. You're going to break it up. You're going to collect that liquid, right? I like to call it watermelon water. You can serve the children that just as it is. Or you could make watermelon lemonade. But here's the trick to the watermelon lemonade, right? When you're making it for the kids, you want it to have flavor for them, even though you're really trying to hydrate them and the water's the most important part. So what you're going to do is you're going to reduce the amount of water that you put in the lemonade. Watermelon juice, sugar, lime, I ain't going to tell you my personal secret ingredient, and reduce the amount of water in the lemonade. That'll give the watermelon lemonade a fuller flavor. Your children are going to love it. It's red. Reduce the amount of sugar in it as well. They'll get used to the reduced sugar. Taste the watermelon first to determine how much sugar you need to put in it, right? The sweeter the watermelon, the less sugar. Now, that watermelon rind, that's also good as well. Don't throw it away. Chew on it. Eat on it. Eat it until you can't eat it no more. This is a good thing. Also, you remember when your grandma used to make watermelon rind jam or marmalade? Remember that? That's good for you, too. So, thank you, Texter, for telling me all about your 500 watermelons. Another piece on agriculture. So, before I even saw today's Tribune in their weekend section with the title, The Evolution of Sushi, I was sitting down in my house thinking, why do Bahamian chefs put plantain in sushi? This has been plaguing me for a very long time. Half of me is very bougie, and I love sushi, and the other half of me is very Caribbean, and I love plantain. I love plantain like I like man. I love them, right? But I don't understand the two of them together. And over the last 4 to 5 years, we've seen this trend shifting or trend setting in the Caribbean and in the local sushi, the culinary space, where young chefs have been trying to Bahamianize sushi and put plantain in the sushi. Dear young people, I am about to write CARICOM a letter asking them to bar y'all from experimenting with food ever again. But since I am not in charge of everything called food, I'm going to offer you this advice. When you're thinking of putting plantain in sushi, the first choice is no. The second choice is refer to the first choice, which is no. But since you're going to do it anyway, because you're all young people and you're all Bahamians, just use ripe hog banana, or use just ripe hog banana. You know what hog banana is? Hog banana is like a plantain. Hog banana tastes best when you fry it. The beautiful part about hog banana is it is tangy. It is tangy. It has this sour, like the sour tangy line that goes through it, making it perfect for sushi. Here's the second thing. Use a cheese cutter or cheese wire. You want to slice the hog banana, the just ripe hog banana, thin like crepes, and then fry them gently in the pan before you add them to your sushi roll. You're welcome. When this becomes a massive hit, just send my money to charity. But as a foodie, I needed to say this. And after seeing this beautiful story in the paper about young Bahamian chefs and the history of sushi, I thought it's a perfect time to say what I was already going to say. Also, tostones. Do you know what tostones are? They are double fried plantain. Our Dominican Republic brethren been eating them all the time. You know what they else they are? They are a wonderful substitute for Irish potato fries. Also, have you ever thought about substituting your fries your potato fries with breadfruit fries or cassava fries. Let's talk about innovation that is right on our hands. And also, since I'm ranting about what young people is be doing with food and should be illegal, for the people out here in the Bahamas who are selling doubles, how are you selling doubles with only one barra? Now, barra is the bread. That's like the roti. How are you selling doubles with one barra? Did you not notice that they call it doubles because they give you two barra? They give you double the barra. That's why they call it doubles. This is another issue that I am prepared to write CARICOM about if we don't straighten this up right away. I see I got two callers on the line. Callers, you are on the first caller, you are on the clock.
Hey, Erin, good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning.
Good to be on the clock, man. What time is it?
It is 10:20, buddy.
Well, listen, I'd like to do some house cleaning and congrats. Happy birthday to your belated happy birthday to your Sparky.
Well, thank you, thank you.
Erin, I'm concerned. I listened to Dawa, that wonderful interview with you on Dawa. Mr. Dabo?
Yes, yesterday.
Yeah, I saw something on an eyewitness news. I think Clinton was in Harbor Island, and they had someone dumping. I don't know if you saw the newscast. You could probably get it on the internet. You dumping on a beautiful area of Harbor Island.
Wow.
Where the mangroves are. And you'll be surprised who's doing it.
Oh, wow. The story already identified the culprits?
Yeah, they're identified. So I can call their name, but it's up to you.
No. So here's what I'm going to do.
But it's identified, though.
Yeah, I'm going to look into
look
that.
At it.
That's ridiculous, man.
Man, you need to look at that because you need to talk about that because we're supposed to have an environmental act legislator sworn to be.
Right. We need it.
And the minister, he's for environment. From before he was an advocate before he got into parliament.
That's up to me. But so, thank you very much.
No, but let me finish out there.
Yeah, quickly.
Wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping then that he could look at it, stop his colleagues from doing it, and at the same time prove that he's very, very, very serious as an environment activist before he get into parliament. Because I'm surprised you didn't see that. You need to talk about that because we need to really, truly, not be talk about environment based on hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Really talk about based on our love for our country, and this all we have, and we cannot destroy it. You look at it.
Yes, sir.
And
I will
talk
do.
About it Monday. I hope.
Yeah, I'm gonna get into it on the weekend.
I tell you, good chef. I still wait on his good food. I know you. I think.
Boy, look here.
You got it before, right?
Chef Wayne Munka.
Yeah. Hey, look here.
Boy,
plantain tastes better raw.
That's up me, but it's interesting.
Day.
Thank you. And on that note, I did get to taste some of the food that Chef Munka make. And this boy made a deconstructed pineapple tart with spice ice cream. And if I tell you, I haven't eaten Christmas ham in about 12, 15 years. And when I tasted this plate, because right, it's a whole, you have to have all the bites together. The first thing in my mind was Christmas morning after mommy pulled the ham out the baker with the honey on it and the cloves and taking that first bite. That man is truly tremendous. And I was on him a little bit, you know, because I still don't think he could cook as good as me. Second caller, sorry about that. You're on the clock. Still there, second caller? I am sorry about that, second caller. So, back to my notes about culture. As much as I don't want to talk about the political culture.
Man, sorry.
Oh, you're there. Cool.
Yeah. What's up, Erin?
Everything is good. How you do?
I'm all right, you know.
Good. So what are we talking about today? What do you want to talk about?
I'm just calling in and saying hi to everybody about the situation, about the COVID and all of that, and just telling everybody to be strong and we can get through this. Just stay healthy and eat the right food and drink the right coconut water and stuff, and we can be all right.
Good morning. Is this Mr. Mikey Dredd?
Yes.
Well, look here. Well, then, if it's you, I got to start the show. Okay.
Yes.
So let me introduce a segment, right?
Mm-hmm.
My guest today is the phenomenal Mikey Dread, right? Calling
yes.
in from the great island of Exuma. Mr. Mikey Dread, a.k.a. Michael Hoyt, is calling in via telephone because we still got to talk to BTC and our other service providers about ensuring that family islanders have the best service possible so they can participate in national life, governance, and development at the same rate as people living in New Providence, right? And so we've had a number of Zoom calls and telephone calls, and I just like to let the audience know when we're doing that because sometimes we have delays in the line, you know, and in the communication. So today is Culture Friday. Good morning, Mikey Dread.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Erin. Blessed to hear from you, man.
Blessed. So introduce yourself to the people.
Well, Mr. Hoyt, my father was Little Sparrow, who brought the steel drum to the Bahamas and taught me and my other brothers steel drum. And I was playing from small, young age of 5 to Hawksville High drums from I know myself, and got out of school and went into music on a higher level and met some beautiful, strong, motivated people in Nassau. Iris Starr, Fred Ferguson, Gino D, all of the above, you know, who motivate me into the music and open their arms for me to come over and play, you know. But I appreciate being in Nassau and getting to express myself, but I'm a person of art, music, and culture.
Right. So you now living in Exuma, right?
Yeah.
What you doing exactly in Exuma?
Well, I came over here because Sandals needed some musicians.
Okay.
And I came over to play with a band called Tropical Breeze over here.
Right.
And the island was so beautiful and the vibration was so nice. It was good for my artwork and all that and to do other things like write little cookbooks and other stuff like that to center myself, you know. So I kind of stayed. I've been here like 8-9 years now.
Right.
Because
I met you on the local poetry artistic scene where people were performing from, I think, all the way back at Speakeasy that used to be, or Kawamba that used to be at Adastra Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Voice Place that used to be on the Cable Beach Strip.
Yeah.
I definitely remember. I think you were performing with a band of drummers, right? And percussion artists.
Yeah, anytime I get a chance to come in Nassau, like we have a crew of drummers who get together and we always celebrate playing drums because, you know, we try to keep the culture alive because it's so hard to keep that culture alive right now. It's true, everything is happening right now. But I love music and I love to inspire young people.
Mm-hmm.
In music, and anybody who is into it, I always give them a good motivation on, you know, doing well in the future and how to go about doing it, you know, and introducing them to other artists like the artists in Nassau and all about in the Bahamas. But it's good to be a part of the culture.
All right. I see that your brother, a world-renowned musician, steel drum or steel pan player and pianist, He also teaches music, right?
Yes, yes.
Are you teaching music?
Yeah, I teach a little bit over here, too. I got a young student of mine named Yuri, and he's playing steel drum now over here, and he's doing very well. Good student. And then I go by the school and teach some of the youth's drums over to the school and help them with their program with the culture events.
Mm-hmm.
So I try my best to stay involved with the culture over here, and with the art with them. So, yeah, I'm teaching too. That's the future.
But
I'm passing the baton.
Absolutely. Now, is it possible, like I got a child in New Providence, could they do a class with you via Zoom or on a digital platform?
Yes, as soon as they get everything, the system on the full base over here, right?
Yeah.
Then that's no problem. I'm getting into that because somebody told me about that and asked me about that, so... That should be a future event that I'm going to get into. No problem. because a lot of people are into steel drum now. Not only the kids, but the older people too.
And listen, Mikey, there is a group in New Providence right now. I first bucked them in the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza playing for tips outside.
That's the steel drum player and the keyboard player, right? What's their name again?
And the saw. Is it Culture Connection?
Nice. Yeah, we got their videos coming through from over here too. The young guy, his daddy, Winston T is his daddy, and who plays the steel drum?
Okay, Winston T.
Yeah, you remember the old DJ, Winston T?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he used to be in Freeport, but he bought a steel drum for his son a long time ago. And I used to, like, you know, practice with him and work out with him, and he was shy. But when I came to Exuma, and then when I checked back, he carrying on bad now, man. I really respect seeing them, what they're doing, and they're going to go a long way.
Now
they got a lot of energy.
What caught me about the sound immediately was this. They got a steel pan drum that I always think of as Trinidadian, right?
Uh-huh.
And a Bahamian rake and scrape saw.
Yeah.
Playing the same time, and they sound like they originated from the same belly, like, you know, from the same Mother Earth at the same time.
They got a sound in Trinidad like our rake and scrape. You know, I've been over there with the contingents from the Bahamas for CalFest.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing rake and scraping on a culture night.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a kind of feel almost like it, you know what I mean? So what you're hearing is like that African culture of all of us as one people,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, coming together. The keyboard with it, too, is just like techno with it, too. So that just even put an extra spice on it. So I'm really proud for them. I wish them well.
Yes, yes. They're fantastic. And for me, it's always a reminder of how close our cultures are in the region. So I wanted to ask, how did your father pick up the steel pan drum?
He told us that, he's actually from Barbados, and you know Barbados and Trinidad, steel drum is powerful over there and strong.
Oh, yeah.
He told us that when he picked that up, the whole society, the Christian society, was against that music. They used to call it devil music.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he used to have to hide to play it.
Wow.
Hide to play the steel drum. And he met some rich people who was moving through to Barbados with some politicians. And they was telling him, like, this is beautiful. This in the Bahamas, you'll do good in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? He jumped on the boat with them and went from Barbados to the Bahamas to play steel drum because they wasn't recognizing it over there and didn't like it.
Yeah.
And at that time, and came to the Bahamas. But as he came to the Bahamas, over the years, steel drum got to grow so big in Trinidad and Barbados. Still, people love it, and nobody understand his whole destination, but if it wasn't for him coming to the Bahamas, it was me and my brother and all the music that we brought wouldn't ever happen, you know what I mean? So I appreciate that still, you know.
Well, look here, I also appreciate the Saltwater Railroad from Barbados to the Bahamas because that's how I get here too.
See how it's going.
Now, you know, one of the reasons why there's such a taboo, there may have been that taboo around your father and the drum is because drumming was a form of communication, right? Like drum beats.
Yeah.
We used to communicate with each other when we weren't allowed to really fraternize or communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an important part of our history and our culture. And that's something that I picked up from your performances as well as the performances of a group like the Ubuntu family. With Uncle
Yes,
Sarah
that's my crew right there. That's my crew right there.
That's you, right.
Yeah, I'm so proud of them. You know what I mean? Every time I see them, they're assigned to keep the ancestor spirit alive of the Bahamas because it's so deep, you know what I mean? We only go and perform for Junkanoo when it's for contest. But I'm dreaming for a day when all of the groups and everybody just come together for a spiritual drumming and awakening where we just play
mm-hmm.
for just, you know, ancestors and just jam, you know what I mean? And that would be nice, you know, because the contest all the time, the competing kind of take the spirituality out of it. And we can't come together when it's time, like, for, like, spiritual moments or other moments to just jam, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we kind of losing that culture on that kind of level. Because like now, we don't have any John Canoe now and nobody being playing. But still, we're supposed to get together even if it's Zoom. And everybody just come together and just play, you know, because it's so important to keep that music and that art alive. The youths in the school, they need that.
Listen, just how you say that, where I live is near the Fox Hill community. And on in the evening, sitting on my porch or in my yard, as you get closer to Junkanoo, you would hear the various groups practicing. You'd hear the drum groups, you'd hear the horns and the cowbells. And I realized, as you were saying that just now, I missed them. Over the year 2020.
Yeah, that's the heartbeat of us, man. You know, we always be looking forward to that. So, you know, we don't have to wait till Junkanoo for us to have something, you know what I mean,
like
amazing
this.
Again.
Okay,
you know?
Mikey, I got a caller on the line. We're going to go to that caller, and then we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to come back and finish the discussion. So,
no problem.
If you get disconnected in any way, just call right back, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
You got a good man there on the radio. He ain't going there.
No, he right there.
Mikey Dredd.
Yes, brother. What's going on?
You ain't know who this is, though.
No, but when I hear, when you tell me, I can know right away.
Face.
Who this is?
Face.
Yes, brother. What's going on?
Look at the secret language between men, eh? What a beautiful thing.
You know, that's a musical language. How you doing, brother?
All is good, man. Hey, Mikey, good. Man, it's so nice hearing you, man. And when it comes to culture, man, you are the icon of culture when it comes to right down to culture, especially that drum beat and your keyboard playing and your whole persona, man.
I appreciate that, brother. Coming from you, I appreciate that, man.
Gone to the island and you never see you no more. Last time
I just touch bases coming in, but the timing is be so out of track, you know. But I come in in November, and then I can let everybody know because I want to do a steel drum album for a week there. So when I come over, I can let everybody know. I want you to play some bass on that, bro. Please.
Hey, Mikey. I did a song with 1929 Hurricane. It's a nice rhythm and everything. I want you to do Aaron. The song. I mean, it's a very good song, but you ain't heard it on the radio or nothing yet.
All right.
Okay.
But Mikey,
cool.
Can you give me a number? I can.
Okay, my number is 565-4449.
4449.
Yeah.
But let me give you my email address. It's Aaron,
okay.
LVG.
How do you spell it?
ERIN.
ERIN.
LV.
LV.
GREENE at gmail.com.
GREENE.
At gmail.com. You guys send that track.
Right away. I won't hear that right away. Hey, send it to me. What's up, too? Let me hear it.
All right, guys. I got to go to a break.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing the vibe, man.
Yes, I.
Mikey, hold on as we go to this break. Audience, you're tuned into 96.9 FM. We're going to reconnect with Mikey Dredd all the way from Exuma after this break.
Jackie's a hard worker with a steady income, but she has a personal loan and multiple credit cards to pay off. To keep her account current, Jackie opted for a loan from Fidelity Bank to turn her debt into one monthly payment and earn interest on a built-in savings account. Be like Jackie. Call 356-7764 to book a complimentary financial coaching session. Fidelity also offers virtual assistance. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Have an outstanding real property tax bill? Take advantage of our real property tax forgiveness program. Bring your account to zero and receive a 50% discount on your outstanding tax and surcharge past 180 days. Or get a payment plan. Make a 25% deposit on your outstanding tax, receive a 100% waiver on the surcharge, and pay the difference within 36 months, interest-free. Contact the Department of Inland Revenue at 225-5778 or email us at rptforgive@bahamas.gov.bs. Offer ends May 31st. Have an outstanding real property tax bill? Take advantage of our real property tax forgiveness program. bring your account to zero and receive a 50% discount on your outstanding tax and surcharge past 180 days. Or get a payment plan. Make a 25% deposit on your outstanding tax, receive a 100% waiver on the surcharge, and pay the difference 6 months, interest-free. Contact the Department of Inland Revenue at 225-5778 or email us at rptforgive@bahamas.gov.ps. Offer ends May 31st.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning, Bahamas. Good yawning this morning, in fact. You are tuned into 96.9 FM. That's Guardian Radio. It is Friday, the 7th of May, 2021, and that means it is Culture Fridays. Unfortunately, we just lost Mikey Dread for a second, so I'm hoping that he is calling back into the station, back with him, and continue this discussion because, first of all, Mikey Dread, a.k.a. Michael Hoyt, is a percussion expert. Like, he's one of the, if not the leading percussionist in this town, he is one of. And there's so many questions I want to ask him. Not just how many instruments he plays, how many percussion instruments he plays, but more importantly, how many drum beats does he know? Because a drum beat is like a language, right? It's a language of a culture. And one of the prominent Bahamian drum beats, I think, is gombe, right? That's our drum beat. And it is so well known around the, you know, around the region. Other professional drummers, whenever I travel to the rest of the region and they find out I was a Bahamian, they want to know, hey, do you know Peanuts or Chippy? Can you send this message to them? When can I come up and see them? Let them know I want to drum with them one more time. Oh, that gombe beat, that is sweet, right? These things are valuable parts of our culture, and we absolutely have to figure out how to preserve and retain them, but also how to create an environment, right, where we can preserve and retain culture, but also allow it to grow organically and naturally, right, and like freely, allowing all young people to participate. So in the interim, while we're waiting for Mr. Mikey Dread to get back on, and I'd also say if you're listening, Mikey Dread, maybe we try the Zoom link again also. I got a text here. Good morning, always a good show, but this one is on point. Planting with sushi is straight out rubbish. This is like tropical conch salad, make no sense. Thank you very much. Okay, that whole text have me with a whole bunch of emotions. First of all, tropical conch salad does make sense. It absolutely makes sense. The tropical conch salad isn't just about flavors. The tropical conch salad is also about texture as well, right? And so maybe you haven't had the right tropical conch salad. And then it depends on what type of fruit you like in your salad, right? So for a tropical conch salad, you need a mango that is just ripe, right? Like it has just hit the peak of perfection. But you also need to ensure that it's cut very, very thin. It's just like the plantain in the sushi. Big chunks of plantain like tuna is not going to work in the vibe. But lovely thin pieces of hog banana fried like crepe, right? Layered in that sushi roll. That is the thing that is going to work. Second text, morning, two straight, FNM, FNM, maybe three. I get, you may get three. I wouldn't be surprised. Since we can't connect yet with our guests, I get to talk about the other culture I wanted to talk about today. There was an interesting headline from Eyewitness News saying that the United Nations human rights experts today called on the Bahamas to halt planned demolitions this week of approximately 600 homes. UN experts urged the Bahamas to halt plans to demolish 600 homes. I thought that was an important headline just to make people aware of, and I'd love to see a statement from the government responding to the statement from the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights on this matter, particularly in the midst of a pandemic, and B, right at the onset of hurricane season. In the same way that we, quote unquote, and I don't know if you could see my quotation marks in the air, regularize irregular proceedings with government and foreign direct investors. It's the same way we could sit down and pause for a moment and figure out how to regularize these maybe extrajudicial, like outside of the law, not necessarily illegal, but outside of the law proceedings. See, we got a call on the line. Are we back, Arlington?
Hey, Michael.
Good morning. How you doing, Mikey
Dredd? Great,
great. Good, good. I'm glad you're back, because I was going to have to talk politics for the rest of the show. And that ain't how my Friday set up, especially not after starting this conversation with you this morning.
For real.
All right. So I let the audience know a couple of questions I was about to ask you. How many instruments do you play, Mikey?
I play about 4 or 5 instruments, mostly the drums. I try to 360 degree of the drums. I play percussions, drums, and steel drums. And then I play piano and keyboards, a little bit of the bass, a little bit of the guitar, you know, but I try to be fluent with everything, and I'm learning now a little bit of the violin.
The violin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. You know what I love, violin music I love most is violin covers of contemporary music.
Yeah. I want to feel from the violin to express myself on the steel drum, because lately I've been doing a lot of weddings over here in Exuma, Elutra, and I'm coming to do a wedding as Rosewood in November.
Okay.
For, this lady named Marva Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of destination weddings, so I love to express myself on a steel drum with like classical stuff, so that's why I like that violin, so I can get that same expression of the feel.
Wow, because I would have thought that you were picking up the violin to sort of rediscover its place in Rake and Scrape and local indigenous music.
Yeah, yeah, Rake and Scrape is always in me, you know. Every time I hear a song, I always say how I could change it to Rake and Scrape.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just bettering myself. Like I said, this album I'm going to do when I go to Nassau, I want to have all of my best friends from Nassau who are musicians to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that we could express that kind of feel. Because Rake and Scrape could be jazz, Rake and Scrape could be blues, it could be, you know, R&B. Rake and Scrape could be whatever feel we want it to be. It's just not always in the bush. Because we've been in the bush in a long time, you know what I mean? We could elevate it. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, listen, Mikey, I had Synergy Band on 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And they shared with me a medley that they produce of Rake and Scrape fusion.
You see what I mean?
And they had one was a cover of Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Uh-huh.
Including local lyrics.
Uh-huh.
One was a disco Rake and Scrape fusion.
Uh-huh.
And the other was a what do you want to call it, old folk blues rock fusion with Rake and Scrape.
Man, I know that was beautiful.
Yeah, man. And so when I hear you and your violin Rake and Scrape in fusion, I go and find me a whole dress and shoes to come dancing.
So now you see where I'm coming from. So when you go out for dinner and stuff, you could listen to that, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
and still relate with it to say, okay, that's my boy, that's from here, you know what I mean? Because we getting on the next level right now. We can't let nothing hold us back, especially how everything going on. All this happened for us to be strong and keep our mind focused on new things, you know? We get comfortable too much sometimes, and we got to get out of the comfortable zone and get into the sky galaxy zone, reach high, you know what I mean? Reach
Absolutely.
Far.
So before I ask you, What are the first two policy decisions you're going to make as Minister of Culture? Let's talk about the other sort of artistic pursuits you engage in. Tell us about your craft work.
My craft work is being wonderful, being on the island here of Exuma, and I'm doing well with it. The shop at Grand Isles is selling my stuff. I have some stuff to the airport, and then I'm doing personal pieces for people now. So being an artist is not easy, but I always had people like Andre, who always tell me to like hold on and keep strong and always motivating me, and sisters like Elspeth, who always motivating me and keeping me strong, and Angelique, mm-hmm. always believing in me, you know. So I always being every day, and especially through COVID, every day just practicing and finding new ways to find things that people call junk and make it art, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've been doing that, and things been going well, and teaching certain people about it, and just inspiring everybody from the art. And the art is really doing well, and I'm loving it, you know?
Now, I did a little research on you, and I found out that you are a bona fide actor.
Don't tell nobody. They wouldn't believe that.
I know what you're saying, but I believe it. Tell us what movie you in.
Zeus and Roxanne did a thing in that, and a couple of videos, and you know what I mean? We doing some stuff here, too, you know what I mean? Exuma is a beautiful place to do some scenes. Whenever you get a chance, or anybody who wants to do video, I've been over here for a couple of years finding great spots to do movies and scenes. Over here is beautiful. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? So
but look
on
here.
That level with acting, I'm ready for anybody who's on that level over there for scenes over here to integrate with their movie or whatever they have to do. When they're ready, just come over here and hit me up, and I'll show them the spots.
All right. So look here, you hit on a really important point that I've been talking about at least through April, which is sort of informally Environment Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody says, I mean, whenever we talk about the Family Islands, how beautiful the scenery is, right? We have people that suggest things like, hey, if you're shooting a movie, right, you should come here. To me, that says that just our mere landscape, right, just the visage is a natural resource, right?
Beautiful.
That we can benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we should charge a tax or a fee for filmmakers who want to come, like a natural resources tax for filmmakers that want to come and shoot in the Bahamas?
They do it other places, and that would make us strong in a way where we could be more powerful still. I don't think nothing's wrong with that.
All right. So you are a musician, a percussion expert. You are a craftsman. You work with wood and with reclaimed items, and you are an actor. And if I am mistaken, are you a poet also, sir?
I try to be a little bit of it. I'm a little shy on that level, but I work with a lot of people who do poetry. I work with Christine Crabb and did
Christine
a Vincent, album
book,
for
book,
her.
Book.
Yeah, with music and background. I work with a lot of people with poetry. I like poetry, and I think in the future, like this album I'm going to do too, the songs I'm going to do with the poetry on it, it's going to be poetry. So you sneak the candy out of the bag by saying that just now.
Breaking news, breaking news. I know the artist community, right, is excited to hear that.
Yeah, it's going to be dread, man. I'm telling you, because, like I'm saying, I'm going to get all the Bandu crew, and I'm going to get Fred Ferguson, Ira, everybody who I played with. When I go to Nassau for a week, I'm going to mm-hmm. do that so to make this really a good album, you know?
So tell me, how many artists have you played with? Like, who were some of the most exciting duos or compilations you have had in your lifetime?
Man, that's so deep. When I came from Freeport as a teenager, I met KB. He gave me the opportunity to do an album but they would work on an album with him, this guy called Spider, and then Aristar for Funky D.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me the privilege to do three songs, and that was a big thing for me coming from Nassau and being introduced to Nassau. So I got to do three songs with Funky D.
Mm-hmm.
And that really opened my door, where everybody over there saw what capabilities I could do on the level of Bahamian music, because I have locks, and everybody see the locks, they're like, oh, he's a Rasta man, he only could play reggae, but I'm 360 degree when it comes to music. I listen to all music, and I express mostly the Bahamian music on the culture of rake and scrape and hardcore spiritual rake and scrape, you know? Because
yeah.
I love to play for the water. Sometimes I take my drum by the water and play 3-4 hours just to see off a sunrise. Or I take it really spiritual, you know what I mean? But other than meeting Funky D and KB, I met Ronnie Butler. You know, mm-hmm. We went to Turks Island with a container of 7 artists. So I play with a lot of the artists. God rest her soul, Therese, you know, KB, Gino. I did 2 songs for Gino, Mosquito Bite, Jammin.
Classic.
I did the music for him with that on there.
Hold on, you did the music for We Jammin?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask Arlington if he have that. In
yeah,
there,
talk to Gino
play.
And,
that
and
one,
let him
Arlington,
know.
As we close out.
And then I co-write a song with an artist called Ian Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him did the song Mommy Wanna Rake and Scrape It In Here.
What?
Yeah, we did all the music, and we the guys from Cat Island had to do it over. Who sang it?
Lassie Doe Boys.
Yeah, but we did. We got royalties and everything for that. So it's a lot of music that's out there that I did, but a lot of people don't know because they don't read the labels to see who plays on it and what. But
right. We don't really pay attention to the producer.
Yeah.
And to the production team.
Yeah.
But that's where a lot of the talent is as well. But I have to thank you for being a part of some of my favorite Bahamian hits.
Yeah, yeah, a lot. It's a lot that I work with, you know, even Tada, Footprints in the Sand.
Yeah.
I did the music for that too.
Oh, wow, awesome.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite Bahamian song?
I'll be curry favor by saying that. I love all Bahamian.
Okay, like me too, right? But for me, you know what one of my favorites is?
Uh-huh.
The song by KB, Taking Culture Into Space.
Well, I'm not going to lie. You, the harm on the nail, I love that song there.
When
I love
he
that
say,
song there.
Hanging out close on the line on the moon, I almost fall out, buddy.
Yeah, I love that. That time there, he was really feeling some good vibration, and he wanted to really take the Bahamian music on the next level. And a lot of Bahamian artists been talking to us in codes, but we haven't been listening.
Uh-huh.
From Exoma, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. From Ronnie Butler to Eddie Minnis, all of them been talking in codes, because a lot of people didn't know Ronnie Butler was in Exoma for a few years, and he write most of his songs was singing about Exoma.
Wow. At this
yeah,
time, I thought he was singing love song to me.
And then he moved from Exoma to Elutra, you know,
okay.
But Ronnie did a lot of songs in Exoma, you know, so you got to listen to these songs and listen to what the artist is trying to tell everybody, just like how they listen to Bob Marley, like he said, listen carefully and you will hear.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the artists have a lot of things to say, all the Gino and everybody with the, you know, Junglist and all them.
Yeah.
They have things they're trying to put out there so people can listen, but, you know, we just need to take time.
And
I appreciate you by making the time to like bring people like me and other artists online so we could let the world know that we are here and we're still doing it, keeping the vibe alive, like Gino say.
Absolutely. And so I got this question for you, because we keeping the vibe alive.
Mm-hmm.
For us primarily, right?
Uh-huh.
And then for the tourism and the wider world secondarily, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It have to be us first.
We
got to be like
definitely.
I work in a market where a lot of tourists before the pandemic would move
uh-huh.
through, right? And I do a lot of my own marketing and cracking jokes to pull in the customer. And I talk to a lot of tourists, but my jokes are for Bahamians first.
Deep.
Right? And
uh-huh.
and then as a tourist, you come in, I can find a joke for you because you may not get the culture. You may not get the context
yeah.
of the joke. But even my jokes are for Bahamians first, right? But
mm-hmm.
do you think, can Bahamian artists survive without the tourism industry?
Yes, I think so, you know. We got to get on that level, like you say, with the Zoom. the internet line, everything online now, because what's happening now? We don't have, CDs is getting overrated. We can't sell CDs no more.
Mm-hmm.
So online, right now, you could be paid for your online music that you could, you got to sell your music online now.
Yeah.
And then you got to do videos of yourself so you could get your viewers online. And we worldwide with people that we know. But I think that we reached a stage because we see what happened with COVID. You know, tourists was in there, and then we had nobody to play to. But some people was online still performing and getting what they call PayPal tips.
Yeah.
And getting other recognition on a level of being on that online level. So I think we need to find more ways online with the video and the video whole community to bring our artists and other people to spread that, you know, spread our music. We could sell our music online.
Man, Mikey, how you say that? I go into the Ministry of Tourism right now with a proposal because the Ministry of Tourism can sell a formal performance, access to formal performance spaces with Bahamian artists on this virtual platform.
Yes. And what happens is that people from around the world, what they do is you hook up with PayPal and they give you tips for your performance. You know what I mean? And you could do that, and you could go through PRS to get affiliated with PRS, to get affiliated with ASCAP. All of these online things, I think we have to now look at so we could get performance rights and audio rights, you know, and get paid and not look at tourism on the level that we used to years ago, because we see what happened, and if it happened again, we don't want to be stuck in that position. So we got to be ready with A, B, and C games, see our way out of that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
So, Mikey, we all out of time, and I want to play that song to end the show, to start the weekend, to jumpstart the people them heart.
Yes, right.
Before we go, tell me, where can we find your work, and how can we connect with you?
I'm on YouTube. You can find a lot of my work on YouTube. And I'm on Instagram. You can link with me on Instagram. My email number is mhoy242@gmail.com. My phone number is 565-4449. So anybody can reach me at that. I'm also deeply into the herbs. I met Dr. Sabi.
Oh,
so
wow.
Anybody going through any situation on a level like that, I've been studying over here in Exoma for a couple of well years of the natural herbs that are grown in the island that we could forage. And one of the most good one is blue vervain.
Oh,
it's good for this COVID, for stopping all of this, the mucus
mucus production.
All
right.
So let's stay focused and let's keep our bodies
healthy,
strong. Yeah.
Well, Mikey, I'm gonna have to have you back in to continue this music discussion.
Anytime, man. You know, we all we go. You know, and I wish you well, and I hope for the best. For everybody, you know.
Just this last text before you start the music, Arlington. Tell Bahamian music artist Mikey Dread I want to see him do a collaboration with American music artist D Sharp.
Ha! Sounds great.
Yeah, man. I'm going to hear this thing too. Plus, the gentleman that called, you better send us that song about the hurricane in 1929.
Yes, space. Yeah, you know what you got to do.
Yes. Thank you so much,
Aaron, you have
much,
a beautiful
Mikey.
Day, and may everybody have a beautiful weekend, and I appreciate you having me on there today.
Absolutely, and I'd like to thank Angelique McKay and Cultural Production Experience.
Yes, definitely, Angelique. You were a little wrong.
Yes. I've known you a long time, but, you know, I didn't even know where you was right now to reach out to you.
Yeah, I came right over here preserving myself, man.
As we all should be doing. Thank you very much, Mikey Dread, as we close
yes,
out the
sir.
Show.
Love you, man, and y'all take it easy, eh?
Yes, sir, thank you.
Keep doing the good work.
Absolutely. We're playing a track by Mikey Dread to close out the show. I thought Arlington was going to play We Jammin', which Mikey Dread is a participant on the production of that song, but we couldn't find that one. So we're listening to the original works of Mikey Dread as we close out the show. Have a wonderful day, Bahamas. Have a safe weekend. Go find a farmer. Go find a farmer's market. Go eat something local in that. And love yourself. Blessings.
Yes, sir.